Nocco did as asked without any instruction. Haluko stared hard, declaring,
"Aye, it could well have been the beast. I can see a touch of bandage showing from under the hood. Aye, I remember now. The beast was wearing a bandage around his head. I caught a glimpse of it as I was knocked down."
Nocco's pretty wife, Filgo, called out in protest.
"All of us Gonflins are thieves, just as Prince Gonf was. But we ain't sly villains. My Nocco would never steal from friends or commit evil acts. It ain't fair, that's what it ain't."
Bosie interrupted her tirade.
"I'll have to ask you to be silent, ma'am. There'll be no interfering with this investigation, you can. So hold your wish, and be a good beast, or I'll have to banish you to the orchard."
Nocco smiled fondly at his pretty wife.
"He's right, me well, darling. Leave it to our Redwall mates. They'll get to the bottom of this."
Angry words erupted across Great Hall from the stairs. It was Tugger Bruster, who was being hauled to the scene by Skipper. The Logalog was blustering and struggling in the Otter Chieftain's firm grip.
"Get your paws off of me, River Dog! You can't make me go any place where I don't want to go!"
Skipper kept tight hold of the dark green habit that the shrew was wearing.
"You come along quiet now, mate. There's nothing to fear from a few questions if you're innocent."
The Gowsim Logalog clapped a paw to his bandaged head, slumping back as though he was fainting.
"Let go! Can't you see I'm injured?"
He caught Skipper unawares, sliding free of the flowing habit and kicking him hard in the stomach. The otter responded with surprising speed. Falling backward on the stairs, he lashed out with his hefty rudder. Tugger Bruster received a thwack on the back of his neck, which sent him tumbling down the remaining steps. He hit the floor face down. There was a noise like a pebble dropping as the round green emerald popped from his belt purse. In the silence which followed, it rolled slowly over the stones, coming to rest in front of the abbess. Tugger Bruster sprang upright, avoiding Skipper's paws. He stared desperately about, yelling,
"It's a trick! That Riverdog planted it on me!"
Bosie confronted him contemptuously.
"You can't dress a worm up as a warrior. You're a miserable robber with no scrap on it to your name."
The culprit ducked around Bosie. Grabbing the short rapier from the belt of a nearby shrew, he called to his tribe.
"Rally to me, Gowsim! We'll teach these stupid Redwallers a lesson afore we leave this place. Log a log a log!"
The battle cry went unheeded. Not a shrew moved, turning cold faces from their shamed leader. They stared at the floor in stony silence. Lacking his iron club, Tugger Bruster slashed the air with the rapier blade, shaking with rage.
"What's the matter? Have you got soil in your ears? Charge him! That's an order from me! I'm Tugger Bruster, Logalog of all the Northern Yowsum!"
One of the older shrews, Garrel, shook his head.
"Not any more, your ain't. Run whilst you still have the chance, Bruster. Gowsum don't know you any more."
Hatred flashed from the deposed chieftain's eyes. He flung the rapier, catching Garrel in the shoulder. Then he sped from Great Hall, roaring in anger. The Gowsim tribe chased after him. Skipper curled his lips scornfully.
"Let the coward go, and good riddance to him."
Garrel looked up from the floor where Brother Turles was tending his gashed shoulder.
"Stay out of it, sir. Gowsim deals out their own justice."
Abbot Glisson bowed his head at Nocco.
"Please accept our apologies, my friend. We were wrong ever to suspect you."
The Gonflin Piker had laughed the whole thing off.
"'Twasn't you to blame, Abbo. Any beast who took on a tribe of thieves as guests would be crazy not to suspect them if anything went missing.